And we are here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to all our wonderful listeners, viewers on, well, they're viewing here on Twitch. It is Wobbly Player Syndrome, episode 12. I am Greg. I'm the little guy in the corner. Hello! Today, we have a few of the originals back. Anthony's got the big head. You've got to say hi now. Yeah, there he is. He's watching, you can tell.
I'm excited.
Right, now I'm going to put it, we're back. We're going to try that again. Anthony's the one with the big head, because they had it on the wrong scene. Mark is standing on top of Michael's head.
Yo, yo.
And Michael's bearing all the weight down there in the bottom there.
Woo!
How are we all, folks? We can see, if you are watching us on Twitch, you can see all the different sponsors. Today, I'm sponsored by Bundaberg Lazy Bear.
Ben Spokes Beer from Canberra.
And Mark is drinking Pepsi.
It's Pepsi, I swear.
And the only civilized one with us in this group is Michael with, what'd you call it, the Glenfuckle?
Yeah, Glenfuckless.
That didn't take long.
I'm probably butchering that pronunciation anyway.
I love it because it makes it more interesting for me. So, yes, hello to our viewers on Twitter. No, not Twitter. Twitch. If you're watching on Twitter, you're kind of weird that way. episode 12. What are we going to talk about this week, this month? We're talking about, we're going to look into the future, aren't we? That's what we're trying to do. Look into the warp. See what we can do.
Out our tarot. The old crystal ball.
Everyone got the magic eight ball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stop now.
Don't drink
blue water out of it. So how's everyone been? Oh, I've just realised. Okay. How's everyone been?
Good.
Anthony, we haven't seen you all year.
No, you haven't. I've been moving house and I finally got my internet up and running, and I have a study, and I can have the camera on, and I can lock the door and get the kids out. It's awesome.
Sounds like heaven. So I'm guessing by that you didn't actually move with the family; you just moved.
I'm just glad it's not me that looks like he's holed up in an empty house.
What do you mean?
Please help me. There you go, a shelf with at least two books.
There's just a blank wall behind you.
Oh, it's my own curtain.
Fantastic.
<It's> blind. Literally, just moved.
Yeah. Do you know where your minis are?
Oh, yes, they are all just there. See?
Oh, look at that.
Found them all. Good to go. So for gaming this weekend, I get in trouble.
Yeah. This is what happens when Anthony hasn't been on for a while. He has a few bent spokes in a new house, and it's so many so the camera's hard to focus on his face. It's fantastic.
Oh, what's my eyes? Sorry. That's not just me.
No, it's good.
It's almost like we've drunk as much as you.
Oh, troublemakers.
Ben spoke easy, which is the mid-strength one.
So oh, yeah. Ben and you're still struggling. That's fantastic. Oh, dear. Right. What have you been doing, Michael, since last month?
I built a couple of demons and, dropped a Porphyrion on the ground.
Another one?
No, I went to put it in the shelf and its hips broke, and then I caught its hips and then one of its legs fell off and shattered on the ground, and I just need to glue it back together.
You should give it a peg leg.
Yeah, something like the old trophies there.
Yeah, or use one of the trophies.
Just get a tree and strap it on its leg and give it a black, like an eye patch or something like that. Yeah. Give me a free blade.
Get one of those the sanguinous with the wings and paint him up as a parrot and just put him on his shoulder.
Yeah. Sanguine on a cracker.
And welcome
and
to Bifrost Witch.
That came from you, Anto.
Yeah.
Welcome. We do have new viewer watching us, Bifrost Witch. Welcome to the shenanigans that is Well, what we do here in a very professional manner. Cheers.
Did you just speak that up?
I did have a run sheet. I seem to have lost the run sheet, but it's, you know, we change it every month, don't we?
Vaguely.
I just realised it says, welcome, ramble a little bit. Whoops.
You can't do that to me.
So, Michael, please put us back on track and tell us all about the wonderful new releases that happened this month.
Well, I mean, probably the main new releases that come to mind are the shite ton of Gene Stealers we've had.
Where are the Gene Stealers? I haven't seen the Gene Stealers.
Oh, I know. It's been subtle, but if you've looked carefully, you'll have noticed there was a huge pile of cultists. We actually got a bunch of the guys from Tooth and Claw, like the exclusive Aberrants from Tooth and Claw and the Abominant, which was also exclusive to Tooth and Claw. They're getting released separately. We're getting that sick-ass Ridge Runner vehicle, which is the kind of the buggy with the gun on top. That looks pretty sick.
The geologist drive.
Oh, I thought you meant actual Gene Stealers, not Gene Stealer cults.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're all Gene Stealers. They steal your genes. It's close enough. They got like tentacles in their face.
I do feel like they need to be modded to be wearing denim.
Yeah. That's your paint scheme. You've been looking for a paint scheme. Stonewash for once troops.
Oh dear. We got all the bikers.
This is my bootcut ones.
Bikes and stuff. That was pretty sick. They got like a million characters
Know, but they look so good.
They do look so cool.
And the Magus is quite hot, actually.
The Magus is pretty cool. Like, it's really sick.
Big
I like it. I think. Did Conquest come out before the last podcast? Or since?
No. We'd had some rumours before the last one, I think, but no, it's pretty much all come online this week, or the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that was the thing. And the Titan Death, the rulebook for the Adeptus Titanicus game, there was a bunch of Kill Team stuff keeps coming out.
Yeah.
Starn and his disciples with the Kellamorph with three guns. How sick is it? I've bought so many Gene Stealers.
I was going to say, with all the new rules, has anyone dived deep into it? So
I've bought a lot of new Gene Stealers. I had a lot to begin with that I haven't even painted yet. And then all this cool shit came out, and I was like, well, I guess I'm buying more Gene Stealers then, aren't I?
Looks that way.
Although I didn't buy the weirdo frag drill piece of terrain, because it's weird.
Piece of terrain?
Well, it's kind of cool.
It's a weapon, isn't it?
You can use it to deploy people and do weird shit.
It looks like kind of like the drill that like Dr. Evil uses to in the world.
Yeah. You put it in your deployment zone just so you can be like, go Scorpius 3, go to the foot of the volcano. Deploy your units.
I shall call it Preparation H.
Yeah, that's about the only thing about the Gene Stealer called us is like, really? You know, I'm not sure about that one.
But yeah, like, they got all that cool stuff. I mean, in AOS, there's Carrion Empire is coming out, which is like bloody all them
ghouls and stuff, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, I was trying to remember their name. The name Dennis? Of the bloody the ghoul.
Dennis.
I can't remember the name of those vampires. But the ghoul vampires and a bunch of crazy Skaven stuff with like weirdo
guns. Yeah.
Like, cyber bloody rat ogres and shit. That's all weird and crazy.
And looks pretty cool. And cross over to 40k nicely.
Yeah, it's cool and weird and crazy. They'd make interesting like chaos cult troops for like a guard army.
It's different type of chaos ogre or something like that.
Yeah. Like
The other plus side with the whole Gene Stealer cult thing is you can just repurpose all your guard.
Yeah.
Well, that's one reason I'm very tempted to have a similar color scheme to my Imperial Guard, so I can use my guard in my Gene Stealer cult.
Mm.
Yeah, well, that works. So I'm knocking around with cameras here, so I'm getting too many people saying, like, we can't see you. And I thought that was a good thing, but apparently they wanted to.
Pile of squigs and junk got released.
Yeah.
Like the mangler squids. And, like, there's all kinds of cool squigs in there.
Squigs are fun.
There was a lot of cool stuff. I guess there was some Night Vault stuff. Don't think any of us play Night Vault.
No. Not from lack of wanting to, but I just went, no, I don't need another game.
Yeah. I picked up the basic starter set, but I haven't done anything with it for pretty much that reason. Eh? I'm like, yeah. I play a lot of stuff. I don't need more stuff.
No need. Oh, look at that, everybody. Hope bless everybody you. Got that in camera.
The camera even went out of focus again.
Yeah. Sorry about all the window notifications. I'm trying to fix the camera so people can actually see me. Because apparently people are going, we can't see you.
You don't want to miss him.
No, and I've given up. So, no camera for me. Well, I am in the top right-hand corner. You just have to have really good eyesight.
Well, if it's any consolation, Greg, I can see you.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah, so I forgot to fix up that little camera window for myself before starting, so I'm going to stop playing with it.
Oh, you better.
The camera.
You're live on camera. Mine.
Get your hands off it, Daryl. All right, so has anyone... We normally talk about battle reports right now. Has anyone actually had a game?
No.
Not in the last month, eh?
It's been so
building... building Blackstone Fortress, that's about it, eh?
Mm.
Everyone's been super busy because it's been like January.
True.
I've got a game coming up.
You can see the Space Marine, sorry. I can see the Space Marine, but that's all. Okay. I don't know what he means, what Bifrost means by see the Space Marine.
Bifrost.
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay. So, yeah, we haven't had a game. We've got a couple of games coming up this weekend, so it'll be good. All right, so hobby progress. If you haven't been gaming, obviously you've been painting and designing and modelling. Something, sorry. Give me something.
Okay. It's 40 degrees and I've got no air conditioning. It dries before I even get from the pot to the
mirror. Yeah.
The aforementioned moving of house really ruined it for me.
Yeah, I was like, awesome. Yeah, I was like, well, on Christmas, I'd have some time for painting. And then it was like 42 degrees every single day that I had off and that I had time for painting.
Yeah, that didn't help. I have to admit, I hadn't unpacked my minis since the APOC until about 4 days ago. And, oh, finally unpack them and set up my paint station again. So, oh, no, I painted some pants on some cultists.
Oh,
there you go. Not jeans.
That's some good progress there.
They're well dressed. That's good.
You're holding up the team, you know.
Yep.
I did buy a crap load of scenery at our CanCon.
Yes, we did have CanCon a couple of weeks ago.
Which is I'm so really looking forward to getting onto the table for a game. It's good looking stuff. So that'll be fun. But yeah, it's nothing actually.
So CanCon was on, what is it, 25th, 6th, 7th of January? So for people who don't know who CanCon is, that's the largest gaming event for Canberra. Where you've got multiple tournaments going on, 40K, Age of Sigmar, almost said Fantasy. Well, they've also got a whole lot of other ones going on. There's also a lot of board games, the stalls. It's actually really a lot of fun. I go, out of the 3 days, I went two days. I go once with the kids so they can enjoy it, and then once without the kids so I can enjoy it. Bought some paint racks and a lot of board games, actually, including Jungle Joust, where you are jousting with rhinos.
Apparently, I bought Grey Knights, but I haven't seen them yet.
Ah, yeah, sorry. I bought Grey Knights.
Paid for them today.
Oh, well, then I've got some Grey Knights sitting here that I need to give to someone. Yeah, so it is a lot of fun. If you're in Canberra, you don't know about it, what's wrong with you? It is good. Someone got all 3 days was in there. Misspeak the bestest. Someone's put two Redemptor Dreddies together.
Wow. Nice. Keeping
busy.
Cool.
All right. Who's going to play against them first? Oh, we've got a hand up. You got the Grey Knights first?
I've got a second Redemptor on the way, so...
I have been looking at them. Oh, I've been looking at them going, oh, but I don't want to start Space Marines. And then looking at the new stuff, which we'll talk about later. I went, oh, I could start a Space
Marine. It's that new box set.
Yes, I know. I thought, I'll go in halves, but I'll probably want both half.
I'm going halves with three people now.
So who gets the scenery?
The scenery? The better.
Yes, the bodies of the Marines.
There'll be
some
tokens or cards or something. That can be scenery.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like I was saying, you know, they brought out all that exclusive Tooth and Claw stuff. I literally ordered a copy of Tooth and Claw just before that stuff got announced.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what they do. So this new one, what's it called again? Do you remember what it's called?
Oh, the upcoming one with the Primaris Vanguard and the Black Legion.
Yep.
Shadow something or other?
Shadow.
Whatever it's called.
Spear.
I don't know.
Shadow Spear?
So they're saying this is the first box that has all original miniatures?
Entirely new cast.
Yeah. So that should be good.
Well, you know, there's probably been previous ones that had all new miniatures, technically. All new sculpts.
Well, if you go back far enough, yes. I guess at one stage all of them would be right. Are there rules the new edition of pure Daemon armies? Absolutely they are. If you missed it before, Michael showed off his...
I have that codex.
There you go. And he was showing off one of his more risque models. Well, not that one. That's Karnak, isn't it?
That really looked like a grey blob.
One of the themes was this. Further back.
Too close.
Oh, I'm offended by her nudity.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you can only be half offended because she only has nipples on one side.
Oh, okay. I'm only half offended. My right hand side. What?
Yeah. So, what, you're going to green stuff the other half?
And our PG rating went so.
I bust out my box of the Juan Diaz thing.
Bifrost, you played 4th edition. I'm just saying, because that was the last time I played as well, before coming back. And no. And not a Venus Flyke. Moving on. If you read the chat. Oh, we've got some very non-PG watches as well. It's just outrageous. I'm trying to run a family show here.
The Adams family, maybe.
Family podcast, he says, taking a belt of scotch.
So normally, we didn't have much to talk about in the hobby progress. What are you going to do then? What's next on your hobby progress? I mean, I've set up my table. I've got it all ready. I think I'm going to put myself as a challenge again, that maybe 1 to 2 hour challenge to get motivated again. I want to paint Mortarion. I want to paint the Baneblade, but I've just got a couple of things to knock out first, like these cultists. Now they've got shiny pants.
What?
And the Daemon Prince that I put together, I want to put him, paint him up as well. I've just got to get motivated. As you said, it's been hot.
It's been too hot.
Yeah.
Well, you can't spray if it's too hot. The spray just doesn't take.
Yeah.
Well, it just dries as it flies out.
Yeah.
You're just bashing it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I undercoated a command squad of 30K Marines last year in this heat, and they just wrecked them.
Yeah.
I'd have to spend like a week stripping the bastards.
Baka baka wow wow. Oh, not that type of stripping. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, they are dark ages.
So. What's under your robe? Right. So what about you? What are you? What is on the menu to get started? I know someone's putting a peg leg on a knight.
I reckon that'd be fun, actually. I'm thinking for the next Warhammer competition, it might be a night with a peg leg with a black
April.
April. Yeah. That might be my my challenge, actually. I reckon that'd be fun.
But that was one bit of hobby progress that I kind of did. I bought an extra maniple of Titans.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
That was really, yeah, that's a thing.
I can hear Forge World going, we haven't got any money from Michael for a while. Release another Titan!
It's second hand, so yeah, it's not like I bought brand new ones.
Speaking of the pirate, I did see an orc war boss done up with his big war banner was a parrot on top, and he's made him. Yeah, it's quite funny. Good. What about you, Mark? You've got. It's now February. I don't want to rush you to finishing that one marine yet. He's still got another 10 months.
Well, the plan is to finish that Devastator squad before I start painting my nids that I'm hopefully going to purchase on the weekend.
We've got our slow grow next month too.
Well, yeah, I know. That's why I figured I'd get a head start, because I might get 3 models painted by the time we actually have to play.
Oh, I don't know if that's in the rules. Outrageous.
I'm sort of making my mission in the next couple of weeks to try and get some painting in and actually get those Devastators knocked over. If I get bored, I'll either paint nids or I might have a bash at Cypher.
Hey, Anthony, any chance you could turn your autofocus off your camera?
Greg's frozen. Oh, no, his eyes are moving. It's all good.
No, apparently, yeah. Pork, yeah. I don't know what happened there.
So what about you, Anto, aside from your peg leg button?
Future plans? Me?
No, the other Anthony.
I don't know if I can or not, actually. you don't want me to do this right now. I'll just stay still.
It's all good.
Future plans. Well, I've got some Grey Knights to paint. Which is great.
Did the feed just go down?
It sort of came up saying warning, but I think it's still going. And I got someone saying network error. I think we're live again.
It's cool. Yeah, it dropped out on my screen. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
It's back up now.
You're a back up now. gotta love NBN.
Only the finest of Australian internets.
It is wonderful. Cool. Alright, so did we talk about what you're gonna do? Oh, hobby progress. So we've got our what do we call it? Slow grow next month. One word, what are you doing? Anthony.
Nothing at this stage.
Got one word and you cop out. Mark.
I'm going to do nids.
Yeah, lots of one words there. Michael.
Either Gene Stealer Occult or Demons.
I love the definition of one word. It's fantastic. Harlequins.
Probably Gene Stealer Occult.
There you go. Harlequins. But the new Space Marines and Chaos Marines do look freaking awesome. All right, so we're going to do a quick ad break, and then we'll go into our topic of looking into the warp. So get your masks on and stuff, whatever, and we'll be right back. Like what you're hearing? So do we.
You scream out in the night.
Who is this, you say?
You speak so silently.
Storyboard concept.
Oh, oh, oh.
Want to hear more?
Anytime that you want.
That is storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com. Need your board game fix? What about a new family game to entertain the kids? Head over to Rollers Board Games at rollersboardgames.com and look them up on Facebook. Board games, card games, party games, you name it, we've got it. If we don't, we'll do our best to get it. Rollers Board Games.
I unmuted.
Well, it is funny because if you don't turn the microphones on, they can't hear you. Did you know that? Okay, sorry. Let's go back to what I was talking about. Lucky we will edit this when it goes to the podcast itself. Whoops. So,
cool.
Start again. Hi, everyone. Welcome back from our adverts. Thanks to Rollers and Storyboard Concept. Check out Storyboard Concept site. He's got new releases of songs, and they're pretty damn good, so get on board with that one. Rollers, I think there's a couple of events coming up from Rollers, so I'll keep you up to date with that as well, which I'm looking forward to. I think we're going to try and get one at the end of this month or the start of March here in Canberra, so be warned. I don't know why I'm throwing pens at you, but I am. All right, so looking into the warp is our big topic we want to discuss. What do we think GEW is going to do to us? Whether they're going to love us or hate us, whether they're going to make us homeless, whether we're going to be building a home out of all the scrap.
I'll build a second house out of storage.
That's it. My house is made of bits. Yep, good. whether there will actually be another Titan for Michael to build and buy. These are very important questions. Yeah, he's already thinking about it. And of course, I have asked the guys here to give their prediction before we go too much further. What it is, and Anthony started and realized the microphone wasn't on, so that was silly. We'll blame Anthony.
Yeah,
he's drunk for the lot of us. So, Anthony, what was your big prediction?
A Primaris only Space Marine Codex, which will cover off on all the people who are just going down the Primaris path. And there's a lot of them. You see a lot of them on YouTube are fielding Primaris only armies. And I think with the new stuff coming out with this Shadow Spear, you know, that we're going to start to get more veteran type Marines and the covering off on the Scout Snipers and things like that as well. So I think that's going to be my main prediction for 2019. We'll see that in the future, probably after Shadow Spear comes out, actually.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction.
Yeah, yeah, good. I think it's everyone's prediction. But I suspect they're
going to do like the battle tomes for the Stormcast, something like that. Like, you know, Space Marine supplement to Vanguard.
Yep.
Mark, big prediction?
Well, I was thinking that it's been awfully quiet on the Chaos front. I could totally see Korn getting some love this year.
Oh, I hope so.
We're still waiting for the tease of the Slaanesh demons. Where's the Slaanesh Emperor's Children? Where are they?
No one cares about the Emperor's Children, though.
Good point. Really moving on.
Blood for the Blood God, need skulls for the Skull Throne.
Yeah.
My prediction is a new Keeper of Secrets, because we don't have one. Slaanesh is going to make a comeback. We're going to get a new Keeper of Secrets, maybe even Fulgrim.
Actually, you know what else we definitely need is a new Abaddon.
He's there. Have you seen the teaser? We know he's coming out. That's the Primaris Lieutenant everyone's waiting for.
You know the video where they said, and there's a new Primaris Lieutenant?
Yeah.
That's actually Abaddon.
It's Abaddon.
Standing on a Primaris Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, so he'll be there. Yeah. So I've got to come up with a new prediction because mine was... Well, I think there'll be a few re-releases of some... Well, sorry. Let me try it again. No, can't think of it. I think Battle of the Sisters of Battle, the Codex, is going to be a letdown.
Oh.
You mean like every Sisters of Battle Codex?
Correct. I think there's been a lot of hype, lot of teasing, a lot of... Here is a demo Codex! It feels like they're just not completely sure what they know what they're doing.
I think, judging from the beta rules themselves and seeing a few games played, they're pretty tough.
Yeah.
And just the beta rules alone, they play pretty well. I mean, I haven't played them myself, but I watched a few games of them because I quite like them as a force. But I think, you know, the beta rules, once they go to the actual full codex, I think we'll see it'll be a nice coherent army. It'll be different to other games. I think they'll be hard to play. Because they lack a bit
specific. Because they're flamer. I'll team them up with salamanders.
Yeah, that's right. think Sisters are going to be pretty huge, actually. I think they're going to be really... There's a lot of players who want them.
Fine. Well, you stole mine one, so I had to come up with something on the spot. And I come up with one better now.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, okay. I think the Imperial Agents book is never going to be seen for a very, very long time.
Yeah, look, I think Imperial Agents is going to go the way that it always does. It gets released, and then they change
and
the rules.
And then it comes 9th edition.
And it's going to be horrible. Be like, yes!
They release Imperial Agents, and then the next week it's like, announcing 8th edition!
Yeah, none of your rules work anymore!
I can't count.
So
I'm really hopeful for Imperial Agents.
I'm hanging out for it because I've got, as you do too, Inquisitors sitting there going, when do I get on the table?
Yeah, I've got many Inquisitors. Eisenhorn and Stone and various Eisenhorn support Stone. Units, everything.
Okay, yeah, Greyfax and Eisenhorn. Yeah.
But I think am I allowed to do another prediction?
This whole episode is about predictions.
I think we might see a kill team version of Inquisition. With Inquisition warbands. I guess along the lines of the old Inquisition game, but not a role play. More of a get in and shoot, but you get experience points and lead into other missions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Inquisitors versus Inquisitors, Inquisitors versus Chaos Agents and stuff like that.
Inquisitor band for Kill Team would be great.
Yeah.
You can have leaders.
I think that'll be an expansion to Kill Team.
Do you think we'll see any more chapter releases of any Space Marines? Do you think we'll see a Black Templar release or Imperial Fist release, get their own supplement?
The only chapter release I want to see is my fucking lion. But it's coming out last in 30K, and I'm still mad about it.
Yeah. But aside from Sisters and Imperial Agents, what are we missing in 8th so far? Because, we've had quite the release schedule over last year, and so it's a good chance that we're going to see those missing codexes hit this year.
The specialised ones, the chapter ones. Well, I don't think it's going to be a Chaos Marine codex coming out. It will be a Black Legion codex coming out.
Yep.
Do we get to see an Emperor's Children codex? Because we got Death Guard. We got Thousand Sons.
If they're smart, that'll come out after Slaanesh comes back.
Yeah.
Well, and we've also got the Chaos Marines ones already come out as well. So, there might not be a lot of extras to come. So we may see stuff like Imperial Agents and Sisters and.
I don't think you'll see Imperial Agents anytime this half of the year.
No, no. The latest, there hasn't been any spruking about it at all. I haven't seen anything. There's nothing, no new releases. But
no hints.
Black Legion, I can definitely see Black Legion Codex coming out.
I think it's the next one with the Shadow Sword.
Shadow Sword release for sure.
With all the new Black Legion stuff in that box set, with the Black Legion stuff in Blackstone Fortress, they're going to happen.
Yeah, on that new Venom crawler thing. That
demon engine, that looks amazing. And we'll see that and the Obliterators. I mean, far out. They've done justice to the Obliterators. I used to hate the old figures, but the thing looks just incredible.
It really does.
They've really done a job on that one.
And the teasers of Abaddon, he looks pretty cool. The bits we've seen.
What you can see.
Lieutenant, we've always wanted.
Hey, he's got arms.
Yeah, he's got arms. He's got a sword.
How many?
He'll still rip the arms off mate's face, for it, though. Look, I think my only other prediction would be that I think we're going to see a few more characters turned into Primaris. I think that now that they've opened that path of the Ultramarine
with guy, Kalgar,
I think we'll see a few more. Probably along the Ultramarine lines, though, so some of their characters will be turned into Primaris to begin with.
No characters.
They've got lots, haven't they? They've got chaplains and
stuff. Only say that Ultramarines don't have character.
Yeah. So, are we going to see more Primarchs?
I hope so. Mostly because I want mine.
Mine's dead, so I'm...
You're over it.
He's the only non-dead one, and he still didn't show up yet.
Can't kill Vulcan,
yeah,
so why isn't
he there? Annoyed that it wasn't the Lion or Leman Russ coming back first.
Yeah. Like, why would you... We could bring back one of the live Primarchs, or we'll just resurrect the dead one, lol.
Well, he wasn't dead, but he was mostly dead. He was waiting for them to find the cure to 10 stab wounds.
There's a big difference between dead
and mostly dead.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
the Blood Angels one's most very dead.
Yeah. Anyway.
I could bring back Ferris Manus.
So what about this?
Are
we going to see re-releases of codexes that were first ones that came out, like Death Guard and even the Space Marines? Because some of the stratagems or the rules, are they outdated compared to some of the newer books that have 3 to 4 pages more stratagems?
I would say that, but I just don't see revisions of codexes coming. Like, it's just that's so far removed from anything we've ever seen ever. It's sort of codex comes and it's set in concrete for the edition, you know. I just can't see it.
I figured that's what chapter approved is for.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the point?
They should rather them in that.
Yeah, okay, so add more strategies than that. Yeah.
I'd love to see the beta rule start going
stuff up. I mean, they've set this system up, they may as well use it.
Yeah, true. What about rules? Yeah. What do you reckon is going to change in the rules? Are they going to focus more on tournaments, or are they going to just keep going where they are? The new Bolter rule. We all love that, don't we?
Oh, the Bolter rule. Terminators with Storm Bolters.
Did it make non-Primaris Marines worthy again?
Yeah, and Primaris as well, because they benefit from as
it
well.
It didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt.
Terminators. The Terminators definitely benefited from it. Mm. I am wondering whether we might see a Terminator upgrade at some stage too, because they're pretty short compared to Primaris Marines now.
That's what we need. Marines... Primaris and Terminator armor. I think it's called a Dreadnought. Well,
that's what Gravis armor is for. Like...
Yeah, I think Terminator armor is just so engraved into 40k.
Yeah.
It'd be really tough to get rid of it. You know, you couldn't write it out completely.
Oh, that's terrible, Bifrost. I just saw your comment. How they re-released Gilliman, because his name is Reboot Day.
Bravo. yeah, I don't know. I think the Terminators need something to bring them back into the game. The Bolter rules,
the Bolter new Bolter rules,
did that. Can't wait to get the Grey Knights on the field again.
It's just that also, if there's any unit that they're going to try and get rid of for IP reasons, it's the one named Terminator. I can see them giving them a new type of armor with a different name.
But Terminator armor has been around since before Terminator.
Tactical Dreadnought armor.
Exo armor was around back then.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a prediction. No. Squats are coming back. They've released a couple in
the past. Yeah,
new models have been released.
Necromundra. They're definitely a Necromundra. I think that Bolter rule is unreal. I think it's made Space Marines a bit better. But it's made the Terminators unreal. The last game we played, the apocalyptic game we played, I was more than 12 inches away, so I wasn't getting my rapid fire and I was just popping out little shots here and there. And I would have doubled those shots into the troops I was facing. It would have been so much better. And that many shots even into armor, you know, a few rolls of ones or twos, and you're taking off quite a few points into armor.
But does that drag it back into more and more the gun line that everyone's sort of starting to go, it's just becoming a gun line game?
Well, there is that, but see, the thing with the Terminators is that they've never felt like they've never felt as good as they are in the canon.
Yeah,
like you, the Bolter's you never felt as good as in the canon. Like, well, you'd pop them in and teleport, and you'd be 9 inches, and you'd take a shot, even at a light infantry unit.
Yeah.
And that's, and even then you're in rapid fire range, and there'd be times where I'd have a hard time taking down a squad of guardsmen.
Yeah, because that's because you roll crap.
And you
well, damn, we got him.
At that point in time, there should be a volume of fire. You know, like you shouldn't feel like you've just dropped guardsmen in and are shooting at Death Guard.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, that bottle, I like it. I'm happy with it. I mean, the on the Land Raider, on the vehicles as well. So Land Raider Crusaders will be pumping out 24 shots each turn. No worries. Just go for
and
it.
And Centurions as well.
Yeah.
That really makes Centurions a lot better because they sort of reach out.
I watched them in a YouTube battle the other day and they're just punching out shot after shot. And they were taking out armor with those things because they just were getting so many shots out of them.
Yeah.
I only regret for that is the Custodes didn't get it. I think that if Space Marines are that well trained, the Custodes are that well trained.
They're rusty. They don't get outside very often.
I don't know. I think
well, there you go. Where is the Sisters of Silence? They have not been released since 8th.
Wouldn't that come under Imperial Agents?
Well, they'd be in the Talons of the Emperor with the Custodes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, they should have been.
They should have been. Because I actually liked those models. I thought, ooh, that'd be a nice little bit of change. But there's nothing for them.
Yeah.
They're on the Games Workshop.
Oh, yeah, you can still buy them.
There are rules for them.
In the index.
But they haven't got a
in
codex.
The index, yeah,
so there you go. There's a new one for you. But I think you're right. I think they'd be poured under the Imperial Agents along with Assassins. Inquisitors. Basically, everything we can't fit into their own book.
I don't know. It'd be nice to see them expanded.
Like they expanded the Custodes a bunch when they gave them their own.
The
book,
flying ones.
The new Forge World guys. I want so many Forge World things.
I know that feel, eh?
I've never bought any Forge World stuff, but I really, really would like the Custodes Dreadnoughts, the Jump Pack Custodes.
Yeah.
And you can even get the old style, the Heresy, Horus Heresy era jet bikes, which have the big las cannons and stuff like that. They can go in 40K. If we allow that in our games.
Well, yeah.
I was using Forge World.
I'm waving on that because I got some beautiful Salamander stuff at Forge World.
Yeah.
So,
I could use my giant Great Unclean one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scabrous. He's fun.
I've seen
a ludicrous quantity of points.
Yeah, I've seen a battle report with him and it didn't tickle. Yeah, itching. Big year. I mean, what could be the big release at the moment? Obviously, Black Legion, Primaris' own codex. What do they do then? We're expecting that maybe in March, April.
Shadowspear will be March, April, and then probably a codex soon after that for Black Legion.
Yep.
I don't know.
Are we going to have another Fall of Cadia?
There's got to be another campaign this year. They did want to do more. Games Workshop were looking at doing more of them because it increased their sales exponentially.
Do you think this is it? It's the Fall of Cadia, then it was the Vigilus, and now Black Legion is coming back. Is that leading up to a big worldwide campaign?
I hope so. They're fun.
They are fun.
They're fun.
If you were going to do a big campaign for anything, the return of one of the four Chaos Gods is a pretty good reason.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll do Slaanesh and make that a big thing.
That'd be nice. I do like the law of Slaanesh. There's another podcast out there. Yes, two. They did a special on all the realms of chaos, and they did the one in Slaanesh. I went, wow! You don't get that law when you sort of go, oh yeah, that's Slaanesh. Yeah, they got boobs. Yeah, move on.
Or two. Well, Slaanesh is a lot. It's a lot more deeper philosophically than just tits.
Oh yeah, and that's it. That's what that's it was about. It's just see. It's excess see and stuff tits. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. See. Let's face it. They are hard to go past.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Especially when there's six of them on one person.
The thing I always liked about Slaanesh was the how it tied in with the whole Eldar thing and everything.
He's
like
only
that.
Yeah. They
only have four. Oh, yeah. Green stuff.
Total Recall, very Total Recall.
Alright, so we think it's going to be a big year.
Yeah.
It could well be.
Yeah,
my wallet's suffering already. Thank you, man.
I've bought so many Gene Stealers.
Sucker Walker, thank you for the follow. Thank you very much. I hope you're enjoying this rambling of... 1, 2, 3, 4 idiots. Sorry, 3 idiots and me.
Yes. 3 idiots and me. The lead fool.
I resemble that remark. Thank you.
The way I've got the camera that's put me into the picture, the way you're leaning back, Mark, it looks like I'll just make room for him to be in the picture here. That's much better.
Yeah,
that's
perfect.
I've got a foot rest. I'm comfortable.
Good to hear. Attack Chicken wants more than 6 tits. Well, he have to buy more than 2 models.
Well, we can only get 4 of us to show up on the podcast.
I think Slaanesh.
Subscribe
can,
now for
oblige.
Our adults only version.
if anyone can oblige that, Slaanesh can.
All right. So, what was your big prediction again? Prediction, not prediction.
Who?
Any of you. Primaris Codex. I think it's the cop out. We already knew that was coming.
And Slaanesh. I think Slaanesh.
Slaanesh, yep.
Slaanesh will also return. She's not just coming.
I don't think we're going to see Imperial agents anytime. Not for at least 6 months.
Just before 9th edition, it'll come out.
Yeah, you'll know because they'll be the Imperial agents.
Yep.
Mark, what was yours?
I'd like to see some Khorne stuff.
Khorne?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look, Khorne recently got a bunch of stuff. Like they got
the demons
blood
did, but
they
nothing, need more. There's stuff. No new berserkers. That's the one I think most players are asking for is new berserkers.
That's why everyone's converting Age of Sigmar stuff.
Everyone? Yeah. You mean you?
I mean, we even got new Noise Marines.
One.
Well, we didn't get new Noise Marines. We got one.
One Noise Marine.
One.
Yeah.
Well, you could buy lots of them.
Yes, you could.
He's a lone busker.
It'll be like the 90s again. You have a whole squad of just one sculpt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, we are wrapping up this.
Days, you know?
We're wrapping this up, please. We have a couple of games going on this weekend, so hopefully we'll get some battle reports from that. We have our local Warhammer store is having their big anniversary in 2 weeks. Releasing with new Primaris Space Marine Sergeant, I think, this time.
I don't know. I totally missed that.
How did you totally miss that?
What is that over at Belco?
Yeah, Belco. Yep. So they got the big happy birthday stuff. So if you're down in that area on the 22nd, I believe, which I believe I'm going up to Sydney. But
23rd.
I'm actually going to Sydney that weekend too.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to go see They Might Be Giants, so I'm very happy with that. And I get to see Isabel
they
again.
Might be giants. They might be giants. Sorry, I'm not.
Bifrost is coming for you. I'm going to see them.
I know. I'm very jealous.
We had Golden Demon Award in April is due again at Belcon, if anyone's putting their hand up for that.
Peg leg pirate knight with us.
If you want to follow us, get your head examined.
No, he's
or
got one leg.
So if you want to follow us, get yourself examined or go to our Facebook page / RLG40K. I am going to be twitching again. Streaming, that's the one, on Twitch again.
You'll also be twitching.
Yeah. I'm going to give myself this channel here, twitch.tv/redbelly. Keep an eye on that. We should hopefully get some battle reports. I know that Rob is working on the film from the APOC, so hopefully that won't be too much longer before we have that up and running. Follow us on our Instagram. What's our Instagram handle? Anthony?
No idea. RLG.
RLG 40K. That's correct. What else do we need to know? That's about it. That's all our social media stuff. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, those other adult cams. No, that's not right. I guess we're done. It looks like we might be done for the night. So.
So much fun.
That was fun. All right. It's a good night from Anthony.
Good night.
It's a good night from Mark.
Night.
And it's a good night from Michael.
Good night.
And it's a good night from me. Hope you enjoyed it. We had fun. Our Red Tube link, yeah, Attack Chicken. That's you've got to subscribe to get that link.
RLG40K After Dark.
I want to shout out to our listeners on our podcast as well. We hit the 1,000 mark for our episode one. We're really stoked. That is about 999 more people we thought would listen to us.
Yeah. We've got 98 followers on Instagram. We need...
Yeah. So, look, thank you, Attack Chicken. It's... You're pretty much here every time we're jumping on, so really appreciate it. Soccer Walker, thank you for joining. Thank you for the follow. Bifrost, you joined us for the first time. Hope it was good. Ilios, as always, you're always random. No, you're not random. Anto gets his own room and he's a whole new man on camera. That is true. Look at him. He's all blurry. Yeah, it's our new man himself. Wow. All right, folks.
Overtaking him.
I hope you had fun. I think we did. And we'll try and get the guy who swears more next time. All right. Thanks, folks.
Bye.
Join in next week for more Wobbly Player Adventures. Will their fevered predictions come true? Who knows? Let's find out.